He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Wednesday, March 25th, and today I caught up with quarterback Dan Orlovsky. Yes, that is who the Texans signed this offseason to back up Matt Schaub. Here are a few things that we know about Orlovsky. He started a few games last year for the Detroit Lions, and he was the culprit of the infamous safety where he ran out of the end zone. The other thing we know, he went to University of Connecticut, where his UConn Huskies are making quite a run in the NCAA tournament. Finally, we know that Orlovsky has never lived in a warm weather environment. Yes, he went to UConn and then played for the Detroit Lions after being drafted there. So, Houston's probably been a little bit of adjustment to him, but it seems like it's a good thing. So far, Orlovsky is enjoying meeting his new Texans teammates. He's played golf with quarterback Matt Schaub and wide receiver Kevin Walter. He says he plans to be very competitive with them. Those are actually the two of the best golfers on the team. He also said he's looking forward to starting a new clean slate in Houston. We talked about this and more when we caught up today at Reliance Stadium. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is quarterback Dan Orlovsky. Dan, welcome to Houston. What do you think?
Thank you. I'm excited about it. You know, it's definitely a climate change, and the city is much bigger than I'm used to. You know, my state where I'm from, Connecticut, can fit within the city. But I'm excited about it. It's good to be down here. The organization seems like they really like to do things the right way. So,
have you gotten a chance to meet many of the players?
Yeah, I have prior relationships with some of them, which is nice. And just being in the locker room the past few days, I've had an opportunity to meet some guys. Chester Pitts, who seems like Bernie Mac, the comedian. So it seems like it's a very easygoing, laid-back team, so I should fit in well.
Who'd you know before you came here?
Matt Schaub. I knew Matt when I took down a visit down to Virginia from when I was in high school. I met Matt, and then Kevin Walter, just because him and I have the same agent. And then just, you know, guys through different guys, or you might have played against them in college. So
Matt and Kevin are both good golfers, so I hope you know how to play golf.
Yeah, I actually have played with them already before. We were out in California about 2 weeks ago, and we got a chance to play. So it'll be a good competition. I'm a very competitive person, so I'll make it competitive on the golf course. I have no intention of losing to them either, so it should be a fun friendship and competition.
Well, I see you've been working out. You're getting used to the new weight program that Ray Wright has put in. What do you think of that program, and how does it compare to what you did in Detroit?
I like it. You know, I found out that Ray and actually our strength coach, Jason Arapoff, and Detroit are good friends, and there's a lot of similarities. I mean, weightlifting is weightlifting. It's not football, and there's only so much you can do. So you just do everything you can to take care of your body, get ready to play, get better every year, and I like it. It does a lot to prepare you to play football, and that's what I enjoy.
Well, last year in Detroit, of course, had been frustrating for you on many levels, but now you're here in Houston. Is it kind of like a new slate for you? I mean, what kind of opportunity does this bring?
It's definitely a new slate. I'm looking forward to it. You know, my first 4 years in Detroit were very down more than up. There's a lot of hard times, but you're grateful for the opportunity. It allowed me to get here. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited to learn from Coach Kubiak and just be ready to play under Matt and watch him, you know, continue to progress and be a part of an organization that's really on the rise.
What's something you said? You said Coach Kubiak really sold you on the people in this program and where this direction of where this franchise is going. What do you think that the Texans have in place to get to the playoffs and sort of get over the hump?
Well, you know, everyone says you need those three key parts, the quarterback, running back, and receiver. And they obviously have that here. A good young offensive line. And just the defense is continually coming along. You know, when you have a guy like Mario Williams, that you're playing 12 on 11 often. I think there is just a good nucleus of players. It's not like there's one star. Seems like there's 53 good players here. And hopefully continuing in the draft this year. And I think the division presents itself to be a competitive division with an opportunity to win it here. So,
before I let you go, I have to ask you about your UConn Huskies and what you think their chances are going to be in the NCAA tournament.
Well, you know, going into, you know, you kind of get worried because they were 0-2 against Pittsburgh this year, and then they had a 6 overtime thriller against Cuse in the quarterfinals of the Big East tournament. So you wonder, do they have the legs? The first two games they played lights out, and it's been really good. And, you know, I think I went into it saying that the kid Stanley Robinson would be the X factor, and he's really shown up. So I think the men are got to be the team to beat in most people's eyes right now. They might not want to admit it, but I would think so. And then I think the women, it's going to get ugly for some teams. So I was there in 04 when they won both men and women championships, and I think they have a pretty good chance to do it this year, more weighing on the men's side than the women.
Well, I'd pick Louisville, but now I'm second-guessing myself. Oh, well, it's too late.
I think UConn's – I mean, I can understand Louisville, but I don't think they've shown as much as UConn. So I'm not biased at all, though.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
You got it.
As for other Texans news, looks like defensive tackle Sean Cody may not be signed by the Texans. All those negotiations are still up in the air. Well, as always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
And we're ready to play. We've got no